Thank you, Father. You're beautiful. You're beautiful in all situations. Not just beautiful in this song, you're beautiful in all circumstances. When we look left, when we look right, we see your beauty all around us. All around, everywhere we look, we see your beauty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful to you, Father. We're grateful for this time of fellowship. We're grateful for this holy convocation. We are thankful for this consecration that you've afforded us. Many seek this, but you afforded us this. It's a rare privilege. No one comes to you except you cause him to come up either. We are privileged to hear your call. We are privileged to be appointed to have this call to come to your mountain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may have your seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. And all the time. Amen. You know, I really want to thank God for what God is doing amidst us. And today is another day for us to be blessed. Amen.
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 You know, how many of you have been coming with a renewed heart every time? Like, I'm coming again, I will empty myself. And I think God has always been faithful in his part. Can we give God praise? Yeah. We have not come to this mountain and we lacked bread or we lacked wine. You know, God has been faithful. God has really, really been faithful to us. It's not a thing of man, you know, that you just have to provide for the people of God. It's God that can provide for his people. And God has really been faithful, you know. I want you to appreciate God again and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. And so our own part is to always come empty, right? So that our cup can be filled up again, right? And if you're here and you haven't adjusted your heart, when I say your cup is your heart. You know, when I say your cup is what you have brought to this place to come and receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in Jeremiah, he talked about some people that had broken cistern, you know, and a broken cistern is just a container that has leakages. And so I want you to inspect your container as you are seated there. Inspect your heart, you know, and trust God to be blessed, you know. Trust God to mend leakages. Trust God. Unbelief is a leakage, you know. As we prayed in the morning, you know, how many of you were blessed by the prayers, the deliverance that happened in the morning session, you know? Before you know it, if you journey with God and you are with unbelief, very soon you would be a full-blown unbeliever, you know? It's just, it's like a broken cistern. It's a way to lose energy, to lose steam, you know? A little unbelief here, a little unbelief there, your whole vessel will become an unbelieving vessel. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you don't believe God for one thing, you don't believe God for one. Before you know it, you just become an unbeliever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I want us to just quickly read a scripture in 2 Corinthians 3. We'll just read the scripture. The scripture will speak to us in the few minutes I have to spend here. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7, we read to 18. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, but if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. Now, that's a description of the glory that Moses experienced and manifested. He said all of that glory, as much as the people could not behold Moses, that glory was still a passing glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he says, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Now that's our dispensation, right?
Sure.
Our dispensation is the ministry of the Spirit. Amen.
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 So he says, compared with the ministry of Moses, which was very glorious, the dispensation that we are in now is much more glorious than that of Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more. That's also another description of the ministry of the Spirit, is a ministry of righteousness. Meaning, as we're under that atmosphere, righteousness is being imputed unto us. We're not walking it. And that's why we can say we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains, which is the ministry of the Spirit, which is also the ministry of righteousness, is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. You know, that's one thing God has blessed us in this house, boldness of speech. You know, even you that came in and you can't boldly declare the commandments of God over you, you know you have received boldness here by the declaration of God's word through the boldness of speech. It says we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So he says, when you are under the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness, veils are taken away.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's not necessarily tagged a deliverance service, but deliverance is happening.
Amen.
Veil is taken away.
Amen.
You know, like Pabi will always say, when it snaps, it's not just in the brain. Like, it's not logic. Like, bam, no. When it snaps, it means a veil has been taken away.
Hallelujah.
You know, another way to describe it is you just see yourself in a mirror. We'll read that in 18. You just see yourself and you see yourself for who you are, and you see yourself in the picture of God, and you immediately are asked, would you make adjustments? Then you can say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Or if the devil is still speaking to your heart, then he will say, you can come tomorrow again, or, you know, delay your salvation, you know. That's what the devil does. Amen.
Amen.
It says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, I said, under the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness, there's deliverance. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us are ready to receive liberation today? You know, many a times, you know, while I was in school, when they say things like to be delivered, to be free, there was this bad mindset, like, I'm not under any bondage now. You remember that place in Habakkuk? You know, we are the saviors coming out of the Mount Zion, going to the mountain of Esau. So why we should be, we can't be bound again. So we are the ones who set people free. But the message we heard this morning about unbelievers, you know, how many of you knew that this message is not for another person, even in the auditorium, that it was me? Yeah, yeah. So that's what the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness. I mean, righteousness is right standing with God, right? It shows you where you are standing. Then you see whether you are right or you are wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. And while we are beholding, we are being transformed. Now you can see the surgery that is happening under the ministry of the Spirit. So whenever you are called to an Holy Ghost meeting like this, it's not for joke. It's like they invited you into a theater work. They are doing surgery. And you are joking in that. Most likely they might send you out. Like, they only invite serious people. You are either doing something or you matter to the person that is being, operation is being done on that person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are invited, or when the Lord invites us to a convocation like this, and the ministry of the Spirit and ministry of righteousness is happening, it's a serious matter. People's destinies are being set free. It says there is liberty. People that couldn't amount to anything can now dream of everything that God has for them. That's deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says they are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You can see that the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness is being perpetuated by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not the brilliance or the invention of a man. Like, guys, let's come and invoke this thing. The person that is at work, that is performing his surgery on our hearts, is the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, like I said, when the Spirit of righteousness is upon us, we immediately see what God wants us to be.
Yeah.
We immediately see the standard of God. We don't even see it as a man pushing or projecting himself or his ambitions on us. You know, I know Papi has desires towards us. Like, we should be what God wants us to be, right?
Yes.
But when you're under the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of his righteousness, it's God that is projecting himself upon us. It's God that is projecting himself and is giving his servant boldness of speech. Because at times, the shyness will come as, oh, how shall these things be? You know, imagine when God tells probably some of these, a question like, see, how will it be? Like, where will it start from? Is it that he would leave all this then start like this? But God has granted us boldness of speech. And so we don't faint. We are not going to doubt that deliverance would not happen. It will happen.
Amen.
Can you shout liberty?
Liberty.
Yeah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.